I want to read you something here in just a moment from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And if you don't know who he is, a lot of folks say that he was one of the better well-known theologians from the 20th century, and he was a part of the Lutheran Church in Germany while the rise of the Nazi Party, and he withstood the Nazis and much of what they did. And his thing was that, he became quite disillusioned with the teaching and the preaching in the Lutheran Church back in his day, with its shallowness, with its emptiness. Well, anyways, he wrote a book. His book, The Cost of Discipleship. And what he does in this book is he lays down the accusation that a lot of Christians have become too comfortable and too soft. And they're looking for cheap grace, is what he said. Cheap grace, and that would equate to, somebody thinking, as long as you show up to church 1, 2, 3 times a week and just kind of show up to the building and kind of sort of pay attention, that you're probably good, right? That's cheap grace. And so he lays down this argument about the necessity of true discipleship and how that means unwavering commitment to Jesus no matter what, no matter the cost. And it's a foundational thought to this here that I'm going to read, and a lot of it's Luke 9, 52 to 57 is the foundational thought there. I just want to read this to you, what he wrote about discipleship. And here's the thing before I read this, that I think as Christians in the Lord's church, and this is, basically what he's going to say. He says it a lot more eloquently than I can. We're okay with the idea of God, for the most part, right? Yeah, God exists. We'll be God's people. But somehow when it comes to topics of being a disciple, right, a true disciple of Christ, then it's kind of like, we're a little bit more standoffish in a similar way that many times we react to the Holy Spirit in discussion and talk about the Holy Spirit. And so just listen to this here and hopefully get us thinking. Discipleship is commitment to Christ because Christ exists. He must be followed. An idea about Christ, a doctrinal system, a general religious recognition of grace or forgiveness of sins does not require discipleship. In truth, it even excludes discipleship. It is inimical, which means hostile to it. One enters into a relationship with an idea by way of knowledge, enthusiasm, perhaps even by carrying it out, but never by personal, obedient discipleship. Christianity without the living Jesus Christ remains necessarily a Christianity without discipleship. And a Christianity without discipleship is always a Christianity without Jesus Christ. It is an idea, a myth, a Christianity in which there is only God the Father, but not Christ as a living Son, actually cancels discipleship. In that case, there will be trusting God, but not discipleship. And see, that's kind of, what I think the issue is many times, even when we don't mean it to be. God's Son became human. He is the mediator. That is why discipleship is the right relation to Him. Discipleship is bound to the mediator, and wherever discipleship is rightly spoken of, there the mediator, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is intended. Only the mediator, the God-human, can call to discipleship. Discipleship without Jesus Christ is choosing one's own path. It could be an ideal path or a martyr's path, but it is without the promise. Jesus will reject it, and I'll stop there. And so I just wanted to think about discipleship, what it means. We need to be a people that absolutely seek to follow Christ in all things, in all areas, without wavering. Right? And be a people that seek Him so much that we can't help but reflect Him to the world around us. That's discipleship. And so that's your thought for this evening. And I want to offer the Lord's invitation now. If anyone here is subject to the gospel invitation, put on Christ in baptism with responsive faith, if you haven't done that, tonight's the night. We don't know if tomorrow's going to come, right? So make that decision if you've never done that. And before you make that decision, understand discipleship. It's not easy, right? It's not easy, and you got to be committed to that. You got to count the cost. And so if you haven't done that, you got the opportunity to do so. If you've done that, but you haven't lived out discipleship in your life, and maybe it led you to falling away, apostasy, a lifestyle of sin once again, come back home, right? Again, we don't know if tomorrow's going to come. You have that opportunity to be restored. Anybody can be restored, right? And show that fruits of repentance. So if we can help you with either of those things or just encouragement, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.